words that people are speaking today, Lord God. I thank you that we will get revelation, God. I thank you for that, and I thank you that we'll be able to take that somewhere else and benefit somebody else with that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, right now we got Aunt Kathy's and the other person that's supposed to be speaking today. I think they might be here in a little bit. So you want to go ahead and come up here?
Well, good morning. Praise God. Well, I'm going to talk today a little bit about belief. And that's something the Lord's been showing me a lot about lately. Is taking, and I've shared this, and some of you already heard me talk about this a little bit, but taking the word, what you've been speaking, what you've been declaring, and now start believing it. Believing what the Lord gives you in the Word of God. And I'm going to go ahead and start with Mark 11:24. And we all know this, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. And it says in here, "For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident in that it is granted to you and you will receive it." Amen? Amen. So when we go before the Lord, we need to believe what we're asking for. We need to believe that He is going to answer that. Amen. That's simple enough. Sometimes it isn't always, it's simple to hear, but sometimes it's not always simple to receive that, you know. In John 14, verses 13 and 14, it says, "And I will do it myself, will I grant, whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am." Amen. "So that the Father may be glorified and extolled through the Son. Yes, I will grant whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am." I heard Creflo Dollar tell about that one time, and I thought it was really, really good that I heard him tell about that, that when he said that I am, when he spoke that to the people in the wilderness, was it Moses? I think it was Moses. I am represents everything He is. Everything you need, He says, I am. I am healing. I am prosperity. I am everything you need. And I thought, wow, that hit me. I thought that was really, really, really good. So that's how I've chosen to look at it. When I need something from the Lord, I take that and I say, Lord, you are what I need, and I trust you with it. Amen? In James 1, 6, it says, "Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers or hesitates is like a billowing surge out of the sea and is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind." I don't want to be thrown here and there. Amen? I don't want to be where one minute I believe and the next minute I don't. I want to be steadfast and strong in what I believe in. Amen? I wrote down what the Webster's Dictionary says about belief. It says to accept as true, as real, a firm conviction in the ability of something or someone. Amen? And when you choose something, you have to make a decision. So my point in this is that when God speaks to you through the Word of God, you have to choose to believe it. You have to have that conviction and decide that what He says is true. Amen? Now, when the kids went to school, and you've all, I think, heard me tell this, when they went to school a couple years ago, and the Lord said out of the blue, they're going to go over to Franklin Central. And Mitch came in and told me that, and I panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, I never expected this, you know. And it was like 2 weeks before school, so we're scrambling to get everything done because they hadn't even had their shots, their last set of shots and all of that. So we're scrambling, and I'm like, Lord, what are you doing here? You know, but God is faithful. He knows what He's doing, even if we can't see the whole picture ahead of us. But during that time, during the first 9 weeks or so, or I'm not sure, I can't remember now how long it takes to get their first report, they weren't doing so good. And I'm like, Lord, I know I taught them well. I know they're smart. I know this. What is going on? And the enemy kept saying, you just didn't do a very good job homeschooling them. And so at first it kind of like, oh, you know, it started to get me a little down. But then the Lord, how good is the Lord? He took and gave me Daniel 1:17, and I know you all know this because you've heard me so often. As for, he's talking about the four Hebrew children. And if you go in and read there, it's talking about how they were tested to perform as all the other kids. Well, they wanted them to eat what the king wanted everybody to eat. Well, they chose, the four Hebrew children chose not to. They chose to do what God had told them to do, and God honored them. He said, as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all kinds of visions and dreams. And in verse 20, it says, in all matters of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king asked them, he found them to be 10 times better than all the learned magicians and enchanters who were in their whole realm. Praise God. And that's what the Lord gave me. So I took that word and I said, Lord, I choose to believe this. And I started declaring this over our sons. And by the time they left there, they were on the AB honor roll. God is faithful. And when you take his word and you believe his word, you've got to have that bulldog kind of faith that when he gives you a scripture in here, you take that word and you say, Lord, I'm going to choose to not look around me and see what's going on, but I'm going to choose to look out there in the future as to what you've said is going to happen. That's belief. That's taking that word and acting upon it. And choosing to put your foot down and say, no, I'm not going to trust in what I see. I'm going to trust in what the word says. And you know what? I'm seeing God move in more ways than one because of the choices that I made by choosing to believe. So that's what I have to say today.
That was excellent. Lily, are you ready? Okay, you want to go ahead and come on up here?
How is everyone today? All right, I'm going to start off with a quote, and it's like a Jewish proverb. I don't know how old it is, but it says, I felt sorry for myself because I had no shoes until I met a man with no feet. So, like, a few weeks ago, I started kind of talking about complaining, like, really, really, really briefly because, like, God had shown me something that day. So I decided to kind of cover it more and actually, like, show you scripture verses and stuff and how, like, he uses us in trials. So it's more along the lines of how he uses us in trials in our life. I have one really big example, and I've kind of been, like, complaining a lot about being a hostess because, like, I was hired to be a server. And, you know, I was just, like, I was like, why are they scheduling me to be a hostess? Because, like, you don't make any money being a hostess. And, like, when Micah and I talked about it, and, like, I realized that I need to stop complaining. And God showed me, basically, through what Micah was saying, that I just need to stop. And when I stopped, I looked at the schedule, and this week I worked 4 days as a server, and I barely work as a hostess at all, like, only, like, one day. And I work as a server, like, all week next week. So definitely, like, I don't know why, like, just everything just kind of just came together. I do know why. It's because the Lord realized that, you know, I stopped complaining and that I deserve to move on. So, and that's kind of, and I also have another example. I know someone who owed, like, $800 in taxes to the IRS. And, like, at first he was kind of, like, complaining a little bit about it. And then when he realized that he should just stop complaining, you know, he is getting $200 back instead. Like, somehow, like, I guess God turned it around in his favor because he stopped complaining. So those are, like, two really good examples I could just show you. And it definitely happens in your finances. When I stopped complaining about that, I started making a whole bunch more money. Like, I think Friday I made like $113 in one night, and that's just like tip. So, I mean, the Lord has definitely been blessing me ever since I've, like, made this realization. Okay, so here's what I was going to talk about. Can someone read Jeremiah 12, 1 through 5? And this is just like talking about like complaining and being impatient. So does anyone have it? Mrs. Mosher, would you like to read that for me? Awesome. So does anyone know what's happening here? Jeremiah is like being super impatient and complaining like a lot. And I've noticed that he does complain a lot. Like he really does complain a lot. And yeah, because like actually I think later on in like Lamentations he's still complaining. So it's like, get on with it, man. No. But God asked what he would learn if he was not faced with these trials, you know, like when he was talking about the lions, and I think what you said before that about like if you're gonna like, you know, face these trials, and like even the like little things that really don't matter, and you're gonna complain about them, you know, how are you going to face the bigger and harder challenges that the devil throws at him, you know? So practicing this faith and not like complaining and not being impatient, it's like equipping you and to face harder trials in the future. And that's what Micah made me realize. So that's basically what that scripture says. Can someone read Lamentations 3, 39 through 40? Okay, okay, Mrs. Mosher, could you read that? Because I know that I got it out of your Bible, so. I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't sound right. 39 through 40.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Why does a living man sigh, one who is still in this life school of discipline? And why does a man complain for the punishment of his sins? Let us test and examine our ways, and let us return to the Lord.
Okay, what do you think he means by life's school of discipline? Anyone?
School of hard knocks. Just life in general.
Okay. Well, does anyone else have another answer? That's right, but I'm looking for something a little bit more specific. Anyone? All right. Well, this is what I think it means. Like, life right now on earth is just a huge trial for us to get in heaven, and that's what he means by life school of discipline. Here we learn how to be disciplined and to stop complaining. You know, so that's what I thought of, like, life school discipline. I thought that was kind of a cool way to put it, you know, like, you know, this is life school discipline. We need to learn all the things that we can here before we make it up to heaven. So, and that means not to complain. And that's a form of discipline, is to not complain. Does anyone know what he, could you reread that scripture again? I'm sorry. Okay, so if we're facing trials in our life, and this is like, and what do you think living man, like, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, like it just basically reiterates the life school of discipline. You know, you're living right now. You're on earth right now. So things are going to be different. You're going to face things that you wouldn't face in heaven, you know. So that's just, you know, I'm kind of like not sure where I was going with that. But that's what it's important to know that you're still on earth. You're living. You're going to face trials. And that's super important, and you just need to face them gracefully and with faith and not complaining. Can anyone read Philippians 3:14? Oh, time. I'm running out of time. I have so many things to say. I'll just have to touch up on trials like in a whole like other, you know, teaching, but go ahead. Three 14? Okay. That is the scripture that I want you to say whenever you feel like complaining. So just say that every single time you feel like complaining. So instead of complaining, just pray about whatever issues you're facing, whatever the trials are, and just face them. You know, don't be afraid to face them. And why do you pray? If you pass the trials, you'll be prepared and equipped to handle harder ones thrown at you by the devil in the future. And you'll also receive the blessing and bear fruit. So I'll just have to teach on trials later because I have like 10 scriptures for that. So, but yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say.
That was very good. Very good.